Erev Tov, everybody. It's 8 p.m. Welcome to the fourth in our series and of Tamei HaMikra. Tonight we move to Tamei, the Sifrei Emet, and it's a pleasure to see everybody and a pleasure to welcome Rabbi Weider back to enlighten us. B'vakasha.
Okay, thank you. So tonight will be a little challenging. Hopefully I'll be able to communicate as clearly as possible. The trap of the Sifrei Emes, some of them are the same as the trap we see on the 21 Sfarim. Some of those that are the same function the same way. Some of them, however, do not function the same way. You may take a little bit of comfort in the fact that at least the Esnachta, they call it an Esnach, on Sefer Tehillim, on Sifrei Emes, it fulfills mostly the same function from a pragmatic perspective, not from a conceptual perspective. And what I mean by that is the following. When we have studied the trup for the last several weeks on the other 21 Svarim, so an Esnachta divides a pasuk into two equal parts. The Esnachta is not subservient to the Siluk, to the Sof Pasuk. So basically what you do when you deal with a Torah or a pasuk or a Navi pasuk or the rest of Ksuvim pasuk is if you have an Esnachta, you divide it in half and you treat each half and effect equally. Now, the Esnachta there is an exception to the rule because generally speaking, if you remember, when we end at a certain point and we want to divide to the right of that, earlier in the pasuk, you have to descend one level. So if you have an Esnachta and you want to divide the section from the beginning of the pasuk to the Esnachta, and the Esnachta is a Kesar, you have to use a Melech. However, when you have the Sof Pasuk, which is a Kesar, when you want to divide the Pasuk that comes before, you use a Kesar, you use an Esnachta. So that's what's very odd about the Chaf Aleph Sfarim. Sifrei Emes actually will not work that way. In some ways, it's more consistent. In other ways, it's baffling. And now, before I pull up, I'm going to share with you, and the sheet might have been posted, a sheet of the trup of Sifrei Emes. I want to fill in one last thing that there are lots of things that I don't know and lots of things that I know that I didn't teach about the trap of the other 21 Sfarim. There's one thing that I avoided, but I think will become crucial in order to explain a lot of the things in Sifrei Emes. And you're probably going to get mad at me, but yeah, I've been harping on the fact that we have mafsikim, we have pausal traps of various levels, and then we have misharsim that serve them. However, there is a phenomenon. It's not so common in the Red 20 Months Farm, but it happens enough. There is a phenomenon of a Misharis replacing a Mafsik. Now, when you hear that, you're going to say, oh my God, this is ridiculous. You know, I've been talking until now about we have this Mafsik and Laris Tlapuasis, and now a Misharis can just be replaced by Mafsik. Now, the good news is that as a general rule, it's only the Shalishim that can be occasionally replaced by a Misharis. And the reason for replacement has to do with the number of words. To have a shalish right before a mishnah when you have no words in between can be a little bit awkward. I don't know if it's musical considerations or whatever else. So I'm going to share with you, those of you who are Balei Kriya, those who are fairly familiar with the trap, I'm going to share with you one sequence, which is probably always a situation where a mishares has replaced a mafsik. And for the Balei Kriya, again, you know that a Darga is always followed by a Sevir, as far as I know, except for one other sequence of Trup can follow a Darga. Does anyone know what that is?
Munach
Revi'i. So every time you see Darga Munach Revi'i, as far as I can tell, and I haven't, it's not that I've checked everyone, that's a case actually where you probably were supposed to get a Kadma V'Asla, meaning the Munach, which is a Mishares, should have been a Shalish, but because it's right next to a very short Revi'i, it cannot get a Mafsik, it switches to a Mishares. So I'm going to share with you for a moment, I just chosen one example of this, make sure I can find it. Here we go. Mosnei Tzedek Avnei Tzedek. So this particular pasuk, if you look at the sequence, I've only given till the Esnachta, there basically the major pause is obviously on the tipcha, because the Torah lists four things: Mosnei Tzedek, Avnei Tzedek, Eifas Tzedek, Hin Tzedek. all of these things, Yehiya, I don't know why not Yehiyu, but okay, that's biblical Hebrew for you, Lochem. Now, if you actually think about the way it should have been broken down with Mafsikin, if you in a list, we often get Mafsikin, it should have been Mosnei Tzedek pause, Avnei Tzedek pause, Eifas Tzedek pause, and then Hin Tzedek, and you get the pause. So Eifas Tzedek, so Avnei Tzedek has a Revi, which is a Mishnah, which then serves the Tipcha. So that's the it breaks it down to Mosnei Tzedek, Avnei Tzedek, Eifas Tzedek, Hin Tzedek. Now, Eifas Tzedek and Hin Tzedek further gets broken down by another Mishnah, which is the Tvir, which is the Mishnah Acharon before the Tipcha. So you would have expected Mosnei Tzedek, that's not the actual trap. This is the trap. You would have expected Tzedek to also have a Mafsek. But instead, it has a Mishares, as is Mosnei also. What should have been, would have been something like this. Kan Mavias LeMosnei Tzedek. So you have a Shalish there, which is breaking up the domain of the Revi, which is a Mishnah. Eifas Tzedek is a Mishnah breaking up the domain of the Melech, and that would have been the sequence. So I believe every time you look at this sequence of trap, Darga Munach Revi, what you're looking at is a case where there should have been a pause right here, right before Avnei Tzedek, and X marks the spot, and it should have been there, but because Avnei Tzedek is too short, that you get a conversion of the tzedek from a shalish, which is a mafsik, into a mishares. Now, this is going, this type of substitution, where you lose a mafsik and you get it mishares instead, is going to happen all over the place in Tamei Emes. That's why I'm forced to introduce this to you now, but I want you to see it in a context in which you're a little bit more familiar. Okay. So anyway, with that, I'm now going to introduce the trap of Sifrei Emes, but I'm going to warn you now, there's a little bit of a frustrating aspect. I'm going to show you a list. I'll bring the list up already, but I'm going to show you a list of the trap. And as we start to go through it, you're immediately going to be struck by a problem. The problem you're going to be struck by is that there is one trap, a revia, which actually can fill four different roles. It can be a melech. It can be something called a mafsik nosaf, which doesn't exist in the other 21 svarim. It can be a mishnah, and there are two kinds of mishnahs: a revi'a gadol and a revi'a katon. Now, I can tell you there are four different names for them. One is a revi'a. One is a revi'a mugrash, right here. One of them is a revi'a gadol, and one of them is a revi'a katon. Now, the Revi'a Mugrash looks different because it has a Gerish on the front, after the first letter. But how do you tell the difference between the other three Revi'as? I'm telling you, sometimes it's a Melech, sometimes it's a Mishnah, sometimes it's a different Mishnah. Now, not only that, but you have this trap called an Asla Legarme. An Asla Legarme looks actually like a Pashta, but it's got a line after it. Distinguished in the Sifrei Emes from Asla without the line, which is just a Mishares. Now, the problem is the Asla Legarme can also be a Shalish. Then notice that in the Shalishim, you can have a Pazer. But wait, a Pazer can also be a Melech. So which is it when you're looking at a Pazer? And then, my favorite, the Mapach Legarme. So Mapach Legarme, I forgot to add the trap in. It looks like a Mapach with a line after it. It should not be my error. It should be a Mapach with a line after it. The Mapach Legarme can be a Shalish. It can be a Mafsik Nosaf, whatever that is. And it can also be a Melech. I'm sorry, did I get the Asla Legarme? Can be, I think I might be wrong. That's actually supposed to be a Mapach Legarme. No, it is an Asla Legarme. So you can have trap that occurs multiple times. How do you know what you're looking at? It's kind of like random. So the answer is it's not random. There is a system to it. And all these trap, there's actually a way to tell. But that's going to be one of the things that is particularly maddening about it. Okay. So are there any questions on what I've said so far? I'd be happy to take them because we may need little breaks for questions here. And not, just about specifically what I said. Okay, I can't see everybody, but I'm not hearing anything, so let's go. First thing For conceptual simplicity, there's only one Kesar in the Sifrei Emes truck, and that is the Siluk, or you might call it a Sof Pasuk. Okay. And the Siluk rules over everything that comes before it, and you'll be not surprised to hear every single Pasuk in Sifrei Emes has a Siluk. That's like saying every single Pasuk has a Sof Pasuk. Fine. The next step is the Malachim. The Malachim are further going to divide things up. Now, one Melech, I've grouped them together. They're really only fundamentally two Malachim. The first one is the Olav Yored, and the second one is the Esnachta. Now, the Esnacht, most Psukim, I don't know, probably 90% or more, I would guess, of Psukim in Sifrei Emes do not have an Olav Yored. They simply have an Esnachta. And that makes life fairly simple. That makes life fairly simple. You'll recognize the Esnachta or the Esnach, and it's not terribly complicated. Now, what does make life a little complicated is that an Esnach can sometimes have a substitute trap. In other words, it has what Rav Breuer calls a timura, something that swaps in for it in certain circumstances. So sometimes an Esnach can have a poser as a substitute, as a temura, and sometimes it can have a regular revia. Now, we're going to go through when do you get the substitution? So the poser is actually easy. In other words, you might be looking at a poser and you're wondering, is this the poser which is a melech, or is this the poser which is a very common shalish? So the answer is the following. Firstly, since there could only be one Esnach in a Pasuk, if you see an Esnach there and you see a Pazer, you know it's not a substitute for the Esnach, you know it's a Shalish. Now, when do you get a Pazer actually in place of an Esnach? When an Esnach is ruling over only one word, meaning the Esnach divides part of a Pasuk. Let's assume for the moment that's a Pasuk with no Olav Yored. So the Esnach divides the Pasuk. Supposing the first half of the Pasuk were one word long, you'll get certain of the inscriptions of the Psalms in Tehillim, like Lidavid, which would be set off from the rest of the Pasuk. Now, if Lidavid should have an Esnach, but because if you put an Esnach there, it's only basically ruling over one word, you get a Pazer as a substitute. So assuming there's no Olav Yored in a Pasuk, that's the only then what you will get is a Pazer will replace an Esnach if it's on the first word, and there will be no Esnach, so it will be obvious. Now, the other step to consider as follows is the Ola Vyored. The Ola Vyored is composed of two pieces of trap. Number one is this guy on top. He looks like a Mapach who forgot where he was supposed to go, so he wound up on top. And then a Mercha on the bottom of the next word. It's ole v'yored. The primary accent will be where the yored is, wherever that trup is. Forget about where the ole trup actually goes. Now, an ole v'yored has a very good analog well, I'm going to call it Torah trup, but you'll know I mean all the 21 Svarim. The analog of an ole v'yored is the segel. And if you remember what we spoke about over the last couple of weeks, is that a segol is always a melech rishon. In other words, if there is a segol, it will be the first melech in the pasuk. And the ola v'yored fulfills the same role. But what that means, if you think about the rules, is that the first melech you encounter in a pasuk, either in the Torah in each half or in Sifrei Emes, where there was only one thing, the one kesar, the first melech you encounter is the primary break in the pasuk. So whenever you have an olev yored, the olev yored is the major break in the pasuk. You then expect the olev, and you're only going to have it in slightly longer psukim. What you then should have to find in the pasuk is an esnach. In other words, if there's no need for an esnach after the olev yored to split the left half of the pasuk, that which is after the olev yored, so then you wouldn't have an Olev Yored in the first place. You just get an Esnach where the Olev Yored is. Now, so those are basically the two Malachim. The Olevio raid is going to be in a slightly longer pasuk. It will be the first one. And the Esnach is going to divide what is to the left of the Olevio raid. That will be the second one. Now, the Azlala Garmei, when it is a substitute for an Olevio raid, always is going to be in the first word of the pasuk, because the Azlala Garmei for an Olevio raid as a substitute is the same thing as a Pazer substituting for Esnachta. Meaning, when an Olevio raid only rules over one word, which is itself, like if the Esnach only rules over one word, which is itself, then the Olevio raid turns into an Azlala Garmei, as the Esnachta would turn into a Pazer. So an Olevio raid, when it gets a substitute Azlala Garmei, it's always on the first word of a Pasa. In Esnach, when it gets a Pazer, is either on the first word of the Pasuk, or it is immediately after an Olevio raid. In other words, you get an Olevio raid dividing the verse into two, and apparently to the what follows the Olevio raid is going to be divided into two, but the first half is the first word. So then the Esnach turns into a Pazer. So again, for an Olevio raid to turn to an Aslala Garmei, it's got to be on the first word of the Pasuk. For an Esnach to turn into a Pazer, it has to be on the first word of the Pasuk, or the first word right after the Olevio raid. All right, so those are those two substitutions. There is one more equivalent of an Esnach, and this is much more common, which is a Revia. Now, as I mentioned before, there are four different Revias, three of which are written the same way. Although, if you're interested, there is a Tehillim called Tehillim Simonim. And in Tehillim Simonim, your life is made slightly easier, because not only does this Revia mark differently, but he also decided to take the Revia Katon from down here and make it look different. He made the same diamond, but he made it hollow. So if you want, if you get a Tehillim Simonim, you only have to distinguish between the Revia Godol, which is the Mishnah, and the Revia here, which is coming in place of an Esnach. So when do you get a Revia in place of an Esnach? And the rule is actually relatively simple. An Esnach can only be used when you have enough material that follows it. If you have only one word after the Esnach, you can't get an Esnach. If you have only two short words after the Esnach, you're still not going to get Esnach. Instead, what's going to happen, if you have two short words after an Esnach, the Esnach turns into a Revia. We will eventually see examples for all of these, but one of the most common things is the beginning of a Mizmar, Lam Natzeach Mizmar LeDavid. If you look at Lam Natzeach Mizmar LeDavid, I didn't put it up on the screen, Lam Natzeach has a Revia, and Mizmar LeDavid is probably Mercha Siluk. And Lam Natzeach is the major pause, and then Mizmar LeDavid. Lam Natzeach should have been an Esnach, but because you only have those two words afterwards and there's not enough length in them, the Esnach in Mizmor, in Lam Natzeach, turns into a Revia. So this is actually not an uncommon phenomenon. To give you a favorite pasuk of mine, Yimloch Hashem Leolam, Elokayach Tzion Ledor Vador, Haleluka. It's one of the most mispronounced psukim. If I were Chazan, you'd hear, in fact, I can't even do it anymore. I do it right now. But the Chazanim usually say, Yimloch Adonai Leolam, Elohech Tzion Ledor Vador, Hallelujah, which is totally wrong. The Pasuk is supposed to be, Yimloch Hashem Leolam. That actually has a Revia, Gadol. Then, Elokayach Tzion Ledor Vador. That's the major pause, because Halleluka is always set off. So, Ledor Vador, firstly, Yimloch Hashem Leolam, Yimloch is distributed. Hashem Leolam is parallel to Elokayach Tzion Ledor Vador. They actually fit perfectly. And then you should get an Esnach and Halleluka. But because you only have one word afterwards, you wind up with what looks like two Revias. Yimloch Hashem Leolam has a Revia. Elokayach Tzion Ledor Vador has a Revia. And then Halleluka. But the first Revia is a regular Revia. It's a Revia Gadol. The second Revia is the substitute for the Esnach. The way you're supposed to read it as a Chazan is, Yimloch Adonai Leolam, Elokayach Tzion Ledor Vador, Hallelujah. Anyway, we'll see some more things like that. But That's how you distinguish a revia. Oh, that's when a regular revia is used as a substitute for a esnach. Okay. Any questions so far?
Yes. On that pasuk, Yimlach Hashem Li'olam, in my tilim that I'm looking at, it looks like a mapach and a pashta, and then there's a psik before Li'olam. Is that psik part of a trap, or is that simply separating for some reason?
That is. That's an asla legarme.
That, it means what looks like a pashta is an asla legarme.
What's that?
What looks like a pashta is an asla legarme.
Yes, this is an asla legarme, what I'm highlighting on the shared screen. That's an asla legarme. Hmm. I know it looks to you like a kadmor pashta, but that's called an asla legarme. Don't ask me. Okay.
And that's often preceded by a mapach?
Mapach, there's just a mesharis. Yes. I am not, by the way, I A, do not know all the rules of mesharsim. B, it would be take forever to actually teach. I have studied it a little bit. That mapach, without a line, as a kadma or an azla, if you want to call it, in ligarme, without a line, those are mesharsim. When you put the line afterwards, it's part of the trup, it's the ligarme, like we learned in Torah trup, munach ligarme. So in Yimloch Hashem, there is a pause between Hashem and Le'olam. That's probably to separate Shem Hashem. They deliberately use the mafzik trap there. But Yimloch Hashem Le'olam, Le'olam has a revia on it. Is that correct? I'm not looking at it, but
yes, you are correct.
So that is that's the pause that divides the first half of the sentence, which goes all the way from Yimloch into Lador Vador. And then after that, you'll get a Lokayach Tzion. And then the Dor Vador has now a revia, which is the substitute for the esnach. So those are two different revias. Mm-hmm. And I'm not aware of any printing that distinguishes between the two in any visual image.
Okay. When you said that the Tilim Simanim distinguishes between the revia Gadol and revia Katan, does that include the Tanakh Simanim?
I don't know. I learned to lean to Tehillim using someone who worked with that particular thing. I don't know if the Tanakh Simanim does that as well. You can take a look.
I know, but I don't have it in front of me.
Later at some point, I'll show you. I mean, it won't help with this pasuk, but we will see examples eventually. We'll talk about where the Revi'a Katon comes, and you can check it then.
I think some printings actually print the regular Revi'a as a Revi'a Mugrash, I've seen it occasionally. It's not correct according to the manuscript, but people do it. And in fact, there are people who call it a revia mugrash b'li gerish.
No, yes, that is Yisrael Yevinz. Rebroyer quotes him. Yes, yeah. So we're not gonna. No. Well, I don't know what they do with printing, but that was his term, revia mugrash b'li gerish.
I know. I don't want to get into that, but
let's not go there. Let's
printing to do that though. Just in terms of printing.
Okay, now. Here's where you're all going to want to throw oranges at me. I'm glad I'm on Zoom now. So I'm about to show you something that violates all the rules that we've been taught. Like the rules that we've been taught is that when you take a section of a verse that ends with a kesar or ends with a melech, let's say, you divide that up in half with a mishneh lamelech. If you want to divide to the left of that, meaning between the mishneh and the melech, you use another mishneh. In other words, the rightmost or the first mishneh is going to be the biggest division. If you want to divide to the right of the mishneh, let's say towards the beginning of the pasuk, you use one level down, a shaddish. So whenever I'm at a dividing point, to my left, I stay the same. To my right, I descend a level. Well, the esnach in Sifrei Emes violates this rule big time because it works with a totally different system. To the right, if you want to divide from the esnach to the end of the pasuk, you actually only have two mafsikim you can use. They're called mafsikim nosafim. Most psukim in Sifrei Emes, and assuming they have enough words for a division, you need usually like three words. They will use what's called a revia mugrush. That's a revia, which might confuse you, but it's got a little gerish, so you won't be confused. And this is one of the most common ending sequences of a verse, dividing up after the esnach. Now, if there is, in rare occasion, well, if there is no need for a division. It's short enough that you can get an esnach, but long enough that you don't need a division, which I don't know if that's really possible. So then you won't get anything. But once it's long enough to divide, you will now first typically get a revi'a mugrash. And that will come divide between the esnach and the end of the pasuk. If you need to divide again after the revi'a mugrash to the end of the pasuk, you then use a mapach legarme. Use a mapach legarme. So this mapach legarme, which is the first time we're encountering it, is only going to be used after an esnach, near the end, after an esnach. If you see a mapach legarme after an esnach, you know it's this mafsik nosach. It's not one of the other, it's not a mishnah, and it's not a shalish, but rather it's a mafsik nosach. Now, here's what's, now, if you need to divide any further, the answer is tough luck. There's no more, you have to use misharsim. There are no more divisions after the esnach. If you need one division, in principle, it's a revi'a mugrash. If you need two, it's a mapach, you add a mapach legarme after the revi'a mugrash. And if you need three, too bad. You're going to use misharsim for the rest of the stuff. Now, that leaves us one last guy, which is the shalshalas gedola. And this, now it's called the shalshalas gedola because there is a misharis trap, which doesn't have the line. It's further down. If I skip here, you can see a shalshalas katana. Shalshalas katana is a shalshalas, but it has no line after it. Shalshalas gedola has that line after it. When do you get a shalshalas gedola? Well, here's the story. Sometime a mapach legarme, in order to be used, has to have a certain number of either a couple of words, certain number of syllables. I guess to have two words after it. If there is only one word in the pasuk after the mapach legarme, the mapach legarme turns into a mishares. So I described to you at the beginning of Shir this phenomenon of a mafsik turning into a mishares. And when the mapach legarme turns into a mishares, the shalshelas gedola now substitutes for the revi'a mugrash. That's the rule. But that's basically, this is the rule of mafsik and nosafin. It's to the left of the esnachta. We don't speak about descending levels. If you need one pause, you get a revi'a mugrash. If you need two pauses, you add a mapach legarme. If the mapach legarme, because of only one word after it, has to turn into a mishares, then the revi'a mugrash turns into a shalshelas gedola. That is the way it works. Okay. We will, again, I don't think it's going to happen tonight. Next week, I suspect they're not going to get there. Maybe we'll get to a little bit of Pesukim tonight. You'll start to see it in real life, and it may mean a little bit more. Okay. And Rabbi Kelman, this is being recorded, so people can go back and they can review.
100%. Yes.
Okay. Now we're on to the Mishnah. In fact, for these purposes, doesn't matter. All right, for the Mishnah, there are essentially three Mishnah. One is a Revi'a Gadol. One is either a Tzinar or Revi'a Katan. And I'll explain when you get one or the other. And then the last one is a Dechi or Dechi. And it can sometimes get a substitute of a Mapach Legarme. Now, it's fairly straightforward the way these Mishnah work. The Tzinar and the Revi'a Katan are the Mishnah for the Melech of Ola V'Yored. And you will essentially always get one of these two. When do you get a Tzinar before an Ola V'Yored? Usually when there's one word that separates them. When do you get a Revi'a Katan? When there's no word that separates them. And so if the Mishnah has to go on the word right before the Ola V'Yored, then it's usually a Revi'a Katan. So even if you don't have a Tilim Simanim, the dead giveaway that something is going to be a Revi'a Katan in 98% of your cases is that it immediately precedes the Ola V'Yored. And the Tzinor is always placed after the word to distinguish it from a Mishares, which is the most puzzling of the Misharsim, is called the Tzinorit, which appears in the middle of the word somewhere. Okay, but the tsinor and the or the revi'a katan, depending upon whether you have a word of separation or not, are the mishares for the melech of olaviorit. The dechi or the dechi and the mapa and its substitute mapach legarme, which we'll have to talk about when that occurs. So, and it's very uncommon actually, the mapach legarme substituting for the dechi. The dechi, and this is easy to remember because it looks like a tipcha, even though it's not because it's before the word, that's to distinguish it from another mishares trop, which is either called a tipcha or usually a tarcha, right here. So the dechi or the dechi is before the word. That is usually, that is the last, that is the mishnah for an esnach. Now, much like, well, the, one of the frustrating things about a dechi is that if the dechi doesn't have enough space after it, between it and the esnach, it turns into a mishares. Okay. And there are a lot of those. If you see an esnach and you don't see a dechi before it, and there are words before it, if there are at least two words before the esnach where you would expect a division, if there's only one word, you don't expect it. But if you have two words before the esnach where you naturally should get some kind of division, there will be a dechi unless in a dechi is, I would say, right before the, doesn't have a word between it and the esnach, and then it turns into the misharis, a misharis. A mapach legarme, I believe, is a substitute for a dechi only when I think the next word has the accent on the first syllable. It's kind of like one of them has the accent on the first syllable. It's kind of like a yesiv for a pashta, so you get a mapach legarme for a dechi. It's not very common. Now, besides these two mishnim, the tsinar / revi'a katan for the olaviyore, and the dechi with the occasional mapach legarme before the esnach, typically any mishnim that come and precede it will be a revi'a gadol. So now I think I can take a very quick stab at telling you how you identify the four separate revi'as. A revi'a mugrash you need no help with because that's got a gerish on it. Where are we? Right here. That's easy. If you see no esnach in the pasuk, and the pasuk is pretty much any pasuk, you are almost certainly going to see a revi'a as its substitute. And that revi'a closest to the end of the pasuk, there might be more than one. We saw Yimloch Hashem Leolam, Elokayach Tzil Nador Vador Haluka. There's no esnach. That's clearly long enough pasuk. There should have been an esnach somewhere to divide. And therefore, you know that the last revi'a is plain revi'a, the substitute for the esnach. A revi'a katan, in some printings, you can tell the difference. But even if it's printed the same way, you're always going to get a revi'a katan basically in the word right before an olaviyorid. Now, by process of elimination, you can assume that every other revi'a, for the most part, is going to be a revi'a gadol. I'm not going to explain the circumstances right now, but on occasions, a revi'a gadol can substitute for the dechi. Okay. So finally, we get to the shalishim. And the shalishim, firstly, a pazer. So if you remember, we spoke about a pazer can also be an esnach substitute, but it's very rare, and it's only on the first word of a pasuk when there is no esnach, or right after an olaviyoreid when there is no esnach. If you see an esnach preceded by a pazer, or an olaviyoreid preceded by a pazer, you know you're looking at a shalish. It's going to be actually preceding some type of a mishnah. In Asla Legarme, if it is not substituting for an olaviyoreid, so it's going to be a shalish. And again, it's very rare that you get an asla legarme substituting for an olaviyoreid. It's going to be the first word of the pasuk. And here, this is what I believe will be helpful in terms of the rule. When do you get an asla legarme and when do you get a mapach legarme? The answer is an asla legarme almost always rules over two words. If you're going to get a mafsik that only rules over itself, a shalish, it's going to be a mapa. If it's going to be legarmeh, it's a mapach legarmeh. But generally, in the shalishim, you substitute a mapach legarmeh for an asa legarmeh when there's only one word. That's why I put the hyphen in here. And if you have two words, then it's an asa legarmeh. So those are the three shalishim. Okay, so I know this is a lot of information to digest, and I'm gonna pull up some text, some pretty straight, simple text, to go do a little bit of parsing with you initially, and we'll probably continue that next week, and then eventually next week we're also gonna try to pull out some very interesting psukim of Tehillim, in order to show you how the Trump can sometimes clarify things or how sometimes people misread things. Before I do that, though, I do want to mention, since I know I kept you in suspense for an entire week, about the pasuk in Shir HaMaalos of Nafshi LaShem Yishamrim LaBoker Shemim LaBoker. So I'm going to bet that most of you have heard the Chazan chanted as follows. I've learned to do it correctly, so now I got to make sure to do it wrong. Nafshi LaShem Yishamrim LaBoker Shomrim LaBoker. Now, I had no idea what that pasuk meant. And I also didn't pay attention to the fact that there's an esnach there, and it's on nafshi ladoshem. That's the pause. Mi shomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. So the chazan should say, nafshi ladoshem, mi shomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Now, you know what the pasuk means? It means my soul yearns for God more than me, more than the shomrim laboker, the watchman. And Shomer should be read as a noun there. The watchman for the morning, watch for the morning. In other words, I yearn for God more than the night watchman yearned for the morning. Nafshi LaShem, more than me, Shomrim LaBoker, Shomrim LaBoker. But you would never realize that. I would never realize that listening to the Chazan and not looking at the Trop. But when you realize that the Trop is a Nafshi LaShem, now the Pasuk makes sense. So anyway, I heard that, as I mentioned last week, from Terry Novetsky, who's one of the Baal Batim who davens in the same shul I daven in. Very fine Talmud Chacham, but he was giving some Rosh Hashanah, you know, drusha or something, and he pointed that out. And I was like, wow, for decades, I've been misunderstanding this pasuk. But if I looked at the trap, I would have realized immediately. Okay. So before I go to the text, are there any questions that anybody wants to ask right now? I'm going to stop sharing for just a moment so I can see. And if there are any questions, I'll take them now. I know it's a lot of information. It's overwhelming for me. But I finally think I have it. And now we'll look at some examples. And I will say one thing. Most of the time, most psukim are very easy because most psukim in Sifrei Emes are very short. They have an esnach. It's fairly straightforward. You might see a little twist here or there, but it's pretty easy. It's when psukim get longer that gets more interesting. So before we continue, any questions? Okay. Fine. So let me share my screen.
By the way, there were a couple of little comments in the chat box, I believe. Okay, Baruch said, maybe you want to lean some of the psukim in Sifrei Emet. I don't know if you want to do it now or next week. And then, was the Ashkenazic leaning tradition for Sifrei Emet lost in right. terms of the music?
So I'm not going to talk about it now. If you would like, I'm happy to lean while we're doing it. I learned the lean a few years ago. It's an adaptation of Assyrian. I didn't do the adaptation, it was done by someone else. If you're interested, even though it's a plug for my own thing, I recently published an app. It's on both the Play Store and the App Store, which contains the entire Laney of Tehillim. You can go pasuk by pasuk. It has a text translation. So maybe at the end, I'll post it in the chat or something like that. If anybody's interested, you can go take a look. I'm happy to lane while I'm doing it, but I'm not teaching people in this context how to lane. Let me share the screen, and I'm going to go to the following trop. Now, Rabbi Kelman, was the second file posted? I know I sent it very late. Do you know?
And I don't even recall getting it. I was looking for it. You said, I don't, when did you send it?
Probably about 7:30 or something like that.
No, I was out, so I don't know. And so obviously it wasn't posted.
If you have a chance to post it, it's even better that it's not posted now. I think it was this chapter that I split up, and I have the splits in, but I'm going to split it up as we do it now. So you can watch it as we divide the psukim. But if Rabbi Kelman uploads that file, that is a completed chapter where I sort of use my system of division. So let's start at the beginning.
By the way, I don't see it in my inbox. So I'm going to maybe when my spam, but just to let you know, either of you send to me later.
I'll be sending, you can post
no
it.
No problem. Okay. We'll post it after the class. Yeah.
I'll start with the first pasuk. All right. I'll leave in lane. Lamnateyach mizmor leDavid. So this is a short pasuk. It has three words. Every pasuk has at least three words. So you would expect there to be a break. And logically speaking, lamnateyach, the instruction to the choir leader every year is mizmor leDavid. So what you should have gotten on Lam Natzeach was in Esnach. But instead, because there are only two really short words after it, instead the Esnach turned into Revia. But this is obviously the primary dividing place on the Pasuk. That's the only division you're going to get. Okay, so now let's go to Pasuk Beis. I'll read first. Hashamayim misaperim kivot el umaaseh yadav magid harakia. Now here, you have an esnach, so immediately you realize, okay. And if you look at the meaning of the pasuk, it also fits nicely. Hashemayim misaprim kvod kel, and maaseh yadav, which is parallel to Hashemayim, maaseh yadav is probably kvod is parallel to kvod kel, is magid harakia. So magid is parallel to misaprim, harakia is parallel to Hashemayim. So it's kind of a neat ABC CBA. Okay, so the first division is clearly misaprim kvod kel. That's a clear half of the pasuk. Here we have, let's do the left half next. You have here, easy to tell, a revia mugrash. If you want to divide up to the left of the asnachta, your first option is going to be a revia mugrash. We have enough syllables afterwards, and therefore we get a revia mugrash that divides that half. We go to the first part here. Now, what mafsik would you have expected before kavod? Before, what would you expect it before an esnach? The answer is a dechi. However, in this particular case, when you have two long enough words, and the dechi should have been on hashamayim. We really should have had the dechi right here. You know, it should have been this. If I can insert it, it'll come up right. But I have to be able to find it right here. It should have been that. It should have been hashamayim like that with a dechi. Hashamayim, misaprim kodel. But once you have two long enough words afterwards, sometimes you get a substitute for the dechi. Instead, you get a revia. And that's what happened here. All right. We go to Pasuk Gimel. This one is easy. And there are going to be several easy ones here. Yom liyom yabia omer. Yom liyom yabia omer. Vilayla lilayla yechaved da'as. So this is very, very straightforward. First, I should put this in first. Okay, so the first break is going to be after the Esnach. You get a Revia Mugrush to split the second half, and you get a Dechi. Again, it's the Dechi. It looks like a Tipcha, but it's before the word. You get that to split the first half. So that was all very straightforward. Okay, now, Ein Omer V'Ein Devarim Bili Nishma Kolam. So this is the exact same thing as the previous Pasuk. You get an Esnach. That's the first division. You get a revia mugrash to divide to the left of the esnach, and then you get a dechi as the mishneh of the esnach, which precedes it. Okay. Now, pasuk hey is a little bit longer. So it goes like this. B'chol ha'aretz yotzo kavam uviktzei sevel milehem lashemesh sam ohel bohem. So the first place... the first place you're going to have a division, obviously, is in the Only Melech, which is after Milehem. So we're going to put in our first division there. Now, the left part is easy, which is a Revia Mugrash to put La Shemesh, some Ohel Bohem. Now, the first part now is already a little bit more complicated. So what do we get here? So we have... three different mafsikim here. We have an Azla Legarme. We have a Revia of some kind. And then we have a Dechi. So let's first just talk about the Azla Legarme I'm going to assume here it's not. I don't think it's a substitute for an olaviore. I don't think so. So let's first talk about what revia this is, because in Asla Legarme, if you look at the chart, if it's not a substitute for a olaviorid, is a shalish. So we're looking at here a kavam is some kind of revia, and a dechi is a dechi. They're both mishnim, and therefore presumably kavam is going to be the bigger division, because remember the first mishnah divides up the domain of the melech, the esnach. Then to the left of that, you use a Mishnah again. To the right of that, you use a Shalish. So here, what we can assume, let's see, what kind of Revi'ah is it? It's not a Revi'ah Magrush, because it's in the wrong place. We already have one in this Pasuk, and there's no Gerish. It's not a Revi'ah substituting for an Esnach, because we have an Esnach in this Pasuk. It's not a Revi'ah Katon, because there's no Olaviyorate following it. Hence, this obviously is a Revi'ah Gadol, which is a Mishnah, and therefore that divides the first half of the Pasuk into two. Now you want to divide Uvikseh Sevel Milehem, and the pause is clearly after Sevel, and not surprisingly, we get a division after the Dechi, and then B'chala Aretz, we also get a division, because that's dividing up B'chala Aretz, Yatzah Kavam. Okay. Any questions so far on our divisions?
What is that psik after haoretz?
That's part of the trup, just like the line after munach legarmei. In other words, without that line, it's I don't know what they call it, an asla or kadma, it's a mishares. With that line is an asla legarmei. Ditto for the mapach. A mapach without the line is a mishares. Mapach with the line is a mapach legarmei. All right, now we get v'hu kichas... So again, first part is fairly straightforward. We divide it mechupaso. We have a revia mugrash to divide this after the esnach. We have two things here, vahu kichasan. You can already figure out quickly the vahu is not a substitute for an esnach. It's not a revia katon because there's no olaviorate. And therefore, the first break is going to be here, and then a dechi after kechasan breaks up that part. Okay. Now, I'm going to skip ahead for now, because we have to have a little excitement for tonight, to the one place where we have a olaviorate here. And if you go to Pasuk Yud, you'll see on the word la'ad is an olaviorate. And you'll notice two words before is a tsinor. Right after the word, because the rule was that an olaviorade's mishnah will be a tsinor if there's a word to separate. But had it been on omedes would have had a revia katon. So here's the way I'll read it, and then we'll go parse it. Yiras Adonai tehora omedes laad. Mishpatei Adonai, MS, Sadeku Yachtav. Sorry, I messed that up. The Esnach goes on the MS. So, when we divide this pasuk up, first place we go is to after the Olaviyorid, because that's the primary, that's the first Melech. So we're going to break it there. And you look at the part, it does make sense. Yiras Hashem Torah, Omed Es La'ad, Mishpatei Hashem MS, Sadeku Yachtav. Now, in the second half of the Pasuk, Mishpatei Hashem MS, clearly there's only one mafsik, it's the Esnach. Because we are working to the left of the Olaviyorade, we use a Melech again. That's the standard rule. So I will put, this is the second level. Now, in the first part of the Pasuk, we have here an Asla Legarmei, which is a Shalish, but we have a Mishnah, which is the Tzinor. So after the Tzinor, breaks down the first half of the Pasuk, the first half. And then if you want to break it down further, you have after Yiras Hashem, Tehora Omedes La'ad. Any questions? This is probably the most complicated pasuk in the Mizmar, I think. Although I want to also look at the last pasuk, because that's a very famous pasuk, and you'll notice something in meaning is actually significant. But any questions so far?
Yeah, I can't see what the ta'am is.
Hold on, I'm going to make it bigger.
It looks kind of like an upside down etnaf.
Yes, so that is a Mishares. It's called a Galgal. It's either Esnath, Hafuch, or Galgal. They're apparently different. Originally, they were written differently. I'm not sure what the difference is. One of the two of them is very commonly a Mishares of the Olevi Oreid. In fact, in the Trump tradition, it makes it much more musical when you have that. In many cases, you don't have it. You have, in other words, for example, if the Mishnah were on the word Omedes, I told you it would be Revi'a Katon, and you wouldn't get, typically, you wouldn't get this trup in between. But you can see, it looks like a Yerach Ben Yomo, a term could be a Galgal or an Esnach Hafuch. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. So let me, if we have time, I'll do a few more pasukim, but let me go at least to the last pasuk in the Mishmar. It's a very famous pasuk, and often misread. So I'm not going to go through the Chazonos here, how it's misread, but Yularatzonim Refi Vagyoni Bi Lefanecha Hashem Tzuri V'Goali. So first I'll read it. Yularatzon Imrefi Vagyoni Bi Lefanecha Adonai Tzuri V'Goali. Okay, so now let's take out our parsing tools here. So the first major, there's no Olaviori here. So therefore, the major break in the pasuk is here, okay? And which makes sense. The first part of the pasuk is asking that our tefillos should be for appeasement in God's presence. And then we're addressing God, Hashem, Tzuri V'Goali, Hashem, who is my rock and my redeemer. The second half of the pasuk is easy to split. It's got a Revi'a Mugrash on God's name. So it's going to be Hashem, Tzuri V'Goali. And you should realize when you read it, some people say Hashem, Tzuri, V'go'ali. That's very common for the Chazanim. Hashem Tzuri V'go'ali. But that's wrong. It's Hashem Tzuri V'go'ali. Now, let's go to the first half. Now, you might notice a little bit of a puzzle here. There's something immediately missing. And you can identify what's missing here. Well, before you do that, oh, I see. I want to delete this for a second. I shouldn't have, that wasn't supposed to be there. I forgot to delete it. Okay. Now, what types of mafsikim do we have? Well, we have this, which looks like an is an asal legarmei. And then we have a pazer. These are both shalishim normally. Now, lefanecha, the esnach, is a melech. So I ask you guys, what's missing? Simply speaking, there's a Mishnah missing. And which Mishnah should it have been, likely? Well, what is the normal Mishnah before an Esnach?
Dechi.
Think Tipcha, looking. What happened here? Well, let me, this I'll ask the question. This is the phrase that should have had a Dechi in it. Which of these words is the pause? The Hegyon or Libi? Where would you put the comma?
Libi.
After Libi.
So Libi should have been like this. It should have had the Dechi. Did I get it? Yes. And it should not have had a Mishares on there. What happened? Because the word after it is short, or I think more significant, has the accent within two syllables, Lefanecha. That caused the Mafsik, in this case, the Mishnah of a Dechi, to turn into a Mishares. So I mark this as a hypothetical pause. I'll give it a 3. I mark it as a hypothetical pause by highlighting it. Okay, even though it's not a pausal trop, there is, logically speaking, a pause there. That should have been the Mishnah. Now when we go back further, let's pretend there's a Mishnah there for the moment. So what would happen next? So what does the pasuk mean? So it means that yularatzon imrefi vehegyon libi the imrefi and hegyon libi should be before you for ratzon. Now, because this doesn't really count because there's no mishares, where are we going to put the next split? We're going to go back here, and I think we're going to put the split here. I think that's where I figured out it should be. Now, that is a shalish. That's the first shalish. Imrefi, is the second shalish. Now, logically speaking, the pasuk really should have been the following: Yiyu l'ratzon im refive yoni bi, comma, big comma, lifanecha. That's the way it would have logically been split up. In other words, Imrei Fi veHayyoni Bi are the subject of Yehiyu. Those things should be for an appeasement, lefanecha, before you, God. This right here should have been the major break. And it is. It is in terms of meaning, just not in terms of trap. Then Yehiyu L'Ratzon is split off from the compound subject of Imrei Fi veHayyoni Bi. And then the compound subject of Imrei Fi veHayyoni Bi is actually split by a mafsik as well. So this is the case which is very confusing, because this right here, Libi, should have been a Mishnah. And instead it turned into a Mishares because it immediately precedes Lefanecha and it's too short. That's what happened. So these are the kinds of things that we're going to have to watch out for when you parse things, of particularly when a Mafsik turned into a Mishares. Okay. Are there any other questions? I think that's probably enough to confuse everybody for tonight, but you get a week to digest it. So let me take any remaining questions.
Yeah, one. We know it in the other Svarim, there's always the Tipcha before the Sof Pasuk, Siluk, and here it seems that Mercha is always before. Is that consistent throughout the Sifrei Ava?
Is the Mercha the Mishares of the Siluk? I don't know. I don't know the Misharsim well enough. There are different sequences. I can find it out for you, but I'm not 100% sure.
Just an editorial question. Thanks so much. I believe before you went through this these psukim, you had psukim. I think it was Lamasechem Bel David. Can you just flash it on the screen again? I wanted to get a screenshot with all the mapsukim.
What are you talking about? This mizmor, your tests?
Not Yud Hashem, the one before this.
Well, Lam Natzech Mizmor David is the beginning of your test. So Rabbi Kelman will share the sheet.
Oh, he will share these sheets.
I'm gonna give the Mizmor as I parse it. Hopefully, I didn't make any mistakes, and I will send it to him, and he will post it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. We'll post on the website, like all the sheets are from the previous shurim and everything. They're all posted on the program page of the website. Rabbi, I think there was a question here in the chat box.
Okay.
From Mark, the Atna Hafuch, I know you want to read it, and so to me.
Yes, you mentioned, Mark, you told me this, yes, that the Atna Hafuch used to have the same character, and they've changed it to they have an Atna Hafuch. Okay, so you're telling me they're different, they're Misharsim to different Mafsikim. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I pleaded my ignorance at the start of the difference of the Misharsim. So. Because I won't be talking about them anyway, so it's a little complicated.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah. In the scheme of things, where did you had the mafsikim nosafim? Where do they fit into the hierarchy?
They don't. They're always to the left after the esnach. In other words, from the esnach till the end of the pasuk, the only way to divide up those words is first with the revi'a mugrash. If you need two divisions. Revi'a Mugrash followed by Mapach Legarmei, and if you need three divisions, you're out of luck. You only get two, so okay. It doesn't follow the standard system of dividing before with one level down. Absolutely, it's not usually terribly complicated because the patterns after the Esnach are usually very straightforward. Probably next week I'll try to show you the three or four common patterns, and that's basically all you're going to see.
So you'll never find a mafsik nosef before the esnachta.
Correct.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions? Okay. If not, we'll thank you.